Okay, today's Daf Nun Gimel. We are on the last line of Nun Beis Amud Beis. Nafal Lefanav. So the Mishnah had mentioned a case where a shore, the case seemed to be the shore was walking along. Somebody was digging or making noise within a pit, and that noise caused the shore, I guess, to be startled, and the shore fell into the pit. So the Mishnah made a distinction. If it fell Lefanav, I guess, going forward, we'll see what it means. Fell face first, it's chayav. Fell backwards, it's putter. So Amar Rav, what's the case? Nafal lefanav. If it fell forward, is lefanav mamish. Mamish, then it means it fell on face first. It fell onto his face straight down into the pit, right? And acharav, and backwards means acharav mamish. I fell back first. It fell into the pit falling backwards, right? So therefore, in the first case, v'zev v'zev v'bor. In both cases, we're dealing with where he actually fell into the pit. So why when he falls face versus chayiv, back versus it's putter? Rav l'tame, Rav says Rav l'tame. Why the Amar Rav bor shechayiv alav Torah hevlo below lechavato? He says the only time you chayiv for the damage for the misa done by a boar is because of the hevel. So if it fell face first, the Mishnah is saying that Rav was going to hold that was the hevel that caused the damage because it went in, it breathed the hevel as it was going down. But if you fell back first and it only got killed because of the chavata, it never breathed the hevel, and therefore he would be putter. Why is he putter? Because Rav said that you putter for the chavata, because most Rishonim are saying here is that because the ground on the bottom of the pit doesn't belong to the Bala pit, it's a pit in Rishus Harabim. That ground belongs to Rishus Harabim. The guy created the Hevel, but he doesn't own the actual land on the bottom. So when it fell backwards and it wasn't affected by the Hevel, therefore it's putter. Seems to say. Well, he created the Hevel though. He created the Hevel because
in the case where we said
right, but that, wait, okay. Shmuel says, Bibor, you're talking in a case of a pit, Beimil Fanav, Beimil Acharav, whether you fell face first, whether you fell with the back, Chayav, you're Chayav. Doesn't matter, doesn't make a difference. Why? Because Shmuel holds that the Chavata, you're also Chayav for the Chavata if you hit the ground. Right? The Shmuel Tamei, the Amar who says, Lehevlo, the Kol Shekein, the Chavata. You're Chayav for both. So if we talk about a case where it doesn't make a difference whether you fell face first or back first, and you're chayiv. So what's the Mishnah? Elahechi dami lacharav mikol akriya the putter. So what's the case of the Mishnah that says I fell backwards and you're putter? So Mark brings the yokimto kigon de niskal babor. He was walking around the boar, in the boar, and because of the noise nafal achorei abor, he fell outside of the pit onto a michutz labor. So the chavata took place. The chavata took place outside the pit, not inside the pit. And therefore, it's just a case of grama, and therefore everybody is putter. That's the case. Okay, so what was your question again?
No, there was just a yachid where he actually owns the pit.
If he owns the pit, the Gemara is going to say, if he owns the pit itself, then Ra is going to agree that you're chayiv in that case for the chavata, because, at least the way we're learning, because then you actually own the floor, the karka.
Only question of that.
Right. But the question there is what is Rav going to be chayav for? It's machlokas we're showing him whether you're chayav for shore or for bor. What did you do? Because what you're saying, oh wait, he's only chayav for the hevel. So even if he owns the pit, he owns the floor. There's no hevel. So the damage was caused by contact. So Gemara seems to talk about that. We're showing talk about it. What's the story with? But Gemara asks, Esvei, we have a kasha on Rav. Rav said that it made the difference. If it fell backwards, then you're putter. But here's a brisa that says, Esvei babor bein lefanav bein lacharav chayiv to you for the Rav. You have a pit. It fell forward. It fell backwards. You're chayiv. That's a question on Rav. Because Rav said if you fell backwards, you're putter. So here's, I think he's maybe addressed what you were talking about. Amar Chizda says, Umode Rav vibor berishuso de chayiv. Rav is moda in the case of bor b'reshusa. What's the case of bor b'reshusa? You dug a pit in your field and you were mafkir the land around it, but you weren't mafkir the bor. In that case, you're chayev. Even if you fell in that case, you're chayev. I think we have to say based on what we're saying is because he actually owns the karka on the ground. The reason why he was put in the other case because he didn't own the karka on the karka that he made contact with. Here he does own it, right? So the Gemara says, "Mod Rav Bor Reshusa D'Chayiv Mishum D'Amrlei," because the Baal Shor, in this case, the Baal Shor was damaged, can say to the Baal Bor, to the owner of the pit, "Mimanafshach." Either way you want to go, you're chayiv to me. Iva Havlamis, if it's because of the Hevel, then Havel didachu, you created the Hevel, you owe me. If it died because of the Chavata, Chavata didachu, the Karka belongs to you, and therefore you should be Chayav. So in this case, it's a good point, and the Gemara addresses it. In this case, Rav would agree that you're a Chayav. That's one way to answer the question that on Rav. Well, the only case, we're dealing with a case where there was noise.
I don't think the noise
is what causes has to deal with the guy who's digging. That guy is putter either way, because he's a tustum of grama. The question is whether the Baal, according to Rashi learns. The question is
why does the noise even come up into play because
the noise is what caused the fall. Right. Right, but there's a bore. There's a bore that fell to the bore. In the case with the noise, it's an added factor of whether or not you can be mechayev the Baal HaKorah, whether you can be mechayev of him. But in both cases, we're talking about the Baal, but Mishnah's talking about the guy who fell in, talking about the Baal HaBor, whether he's chayev or not. The question is whether he chayev the Baal HaKorah as well, and that's going to be an issue of grama. We'll get to that also. So Rabba gives another answer to the question on Rav. Rav said, right, we just saw that the boar, whether you fell in forwards or backwards, it's your chayev. Rabba Amar Hachav Mayaskinan, what are we dealing with over here? Another, it came to him, Mishapech, the Nafal al Ape, Mishapech, the Nafal Agabe. Talking about a case where it kind of like did a 360 or 180 in as it was falling. It fell in face first, and it flipped over as it was falling, and then fell on its back. Right, the Havla Dahani Be Yahani Be, because right when it went in, phrase first, the Hevel affected it. I'm not sure if the Hevel affected it and therefore it flipped over, or the Hevel affected it and it just has an effect. Nevertheless, even though it ended up on its back, since it started off falling in phase first, he'll say that you're Chayev. Rav Yosef has another way to answer. He says that our Mishnah, the second Brisa, is not talking about whether the Baal HaBor is Chayev to the Baal HaShor. He's talking about whether the Baal HaShor, the case is that the Baal HaShor is Chayev to the Baal HaBor. What's the case? Hakha Beniske Bor. Beniske Bor Beshoreskin. You know the case where the damage was done to the boar by the shore. My Niyu, what's the case? Shehivish as Maimov. Because it destroyed it was a water pit, and it deteriorated in the water, and it destroyed, it made the water disgusting. The Loshna Lafanav, Loshna Lachrav Lachayev. There's no difference. Bain Lafanav, Bain Lachrav Yachayev. So what would be the case here? Rashi says, Hakha Beniske Bor Beshore. Shehashore Nichmas Lachotzer Balabai Shalo Berishos. The boar is in the Rishus Balabayas, but the low hifkir, low Rishus of the low borrow. He wasn't mafkir anything. So the shore had no Rishus to be here to begin with, because he wasn't even mafkir the land around it. Benafal Levar, the Hivish is Maimov. In that case, we're going to say that the Baal HaShor is Chayav to the Baal HaBor for destroying the water. So this seems, I just don't understand what's the difference between the fun of Bein Laharav. What would be the Havim to say made a difference which way he fell in? The whole point here is a fun of an Acharav, like you're pointing out, is depending, you know, what how the shore fell in to determine whether the Bor is Chayav. The fun of the Acharav doesn't make a difference if you mavished what you have. Havim, if it fell backwards and then was mavished the water would be Potter. I don't understand why. No, but so what? He's walking in the Rishus, Shalom Rishus, just right away in there. You know, he was negligent. He did something wrong. He violated the statute, right? We're not going to violate the statute. It's a case of negligence. So, yeah, but what are they? Why are they? Were they? Are they in your rishus? Okay. That time, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says you walked in his rishus. You were doing rishus. Why are you here? So that's the answer. The question of Machlok says whether or not we pass him like Rav. So Machlok and some of Yisroelim say, you see, since the Gemara was shocked of a tire like Rav, and then right now also we have a case, Tanya Rav Chanina L'siyu L'Rav, and Rav Chananya had a brisa that's a Misayei L'Rav, because it says, the pasuk says, V'nafal Shama Shorach Hamor, so it says, V'nafal Ad She'yipol Derech Nefila. It has to be Derech Nefila. Mekan Amru, Nafal Afana Mikol HaKriyan, here's, now we're talking about, you're right, now it talks about, brings back the Kol, Nafal Afana Mikol HaKriya Chayev, fell face first, it's Chayev, L'achar Mikol HaKriya Pater, Zev Zev Bor, exactly the case of Rav. Some Rishonim will say, we have a Brisa that supports Rav, therefore we pass him like Rav. But the Rashba says, what are you talking about? Yeah, first of all, we pass him like Shmuel by Dinim. Second of all, you'd say you have a Brisa like Rav, and we try to explain the Paris of Rav. We have a Brisa like Shmuel. The Esvei on Rav was a Brisa like Shmuel. You try to give these Teirutzim for Rav. And also, he quoted, I didn't get the chance, he said, there's a Brisa like Shmuel on Davnun. And since we always pass him like Shmuel, we should pass him like Shmuel. So the Machlok is the postgame, how do you pass him like Rav like Shmuel, whether it fell in face or back,
whether Yechayev in both or Pater, like Rob said, it fell backwards. Okay, so now we have the case. We said that the guy digging in the pit made the noise, and the balabor and the shor fell in. So what's going on here? So Gemara says, Amar Mar, not follow fun on me, call a kriyev. It fell face first, right? The balabor is chayev. The amai, why is he chayev? Name a korea garamle. Say that the korea, the guy who's digging or making the noise, he caused the damage. So let's go to Rashi. Rashi says, not follow fun on me, call a kriyev chayev. Amai, name a korea garamle. So skip the parentheses, because there Rashi tries to say that maybe the koret is the guy digging is the balabor, but most Rishonim don't have that. But he says, after the parentheses, he says, she'ein hakoret balabor askinon, right? It's not, the guy who's digging is not the owner of the pit, right? Elisha hu schiro, he hired him, he hired him to do it. Ugegon shahaisa bor krua v'omedes kodumakein. The bor is already in existence. Because if the bore is not fully dug, and then the guy digs it, we just had the cases 2 days ago with, you know, if he digs 9 and he digs 1, he becomes a shutuf in the bore. So the bore is already omedes. Remember we said also yesterday that Rashi says the issue is because of Rishus Aravim. So we're talking about a case where the kore is not the bala bias, and he digs. And the Gemara says, the bala bore, why should the bala bore be chayev? The digger is the one who caused the damage. So again, as Machlokas Rishonim, what does that mean? That garamle. So Rashi seems to say that since the digger caused the damage, the balabor should be putter lagamre. He should just be completely putter. The other Rishonim say no, but because since the digger did it, the other Rishonim say no. Now it should be contributory on both parts, and the balabor will be chayev chatzinezek. But according to Rashi, Rashi seems to indicate that since the balakora was digging and he caused the damage, then the balabor should be putter because he didn't do anything. He was digging inside the pit. No, Rashi. That's why we read Rashi. Rashi says we're dealing with a case kagon shahaisa bor kruya v'omedes, and now he's banging inside the pit because the ihakriya have a kora. If this kriya is what he created the pit, then it would be the digger. We're talking about a pre-dug pit. That's why we read Rashi. So Amar Mar Nafal of Funim Mikol Kriya Chaya Vamai Name Akoria Garam Lei. So Amar of Ashi Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi Haimani. Who is this missioner going like? It's Rabbi Nassan. Who? It's going according to the sheet of Rabbi Nassan. The Amar who says Baal Habor has Zeik Kaavid. The Baal Habor did do damage. It's not only the guy. It's not only the guy who dug. But the balabor did do damage. That's one point. But the main point that people focus on, the kol hecha delo efshar alish delume mehai, mishtale mehai. If you have a case where the two people are liable and you cannot collect, you're unable to collect, machlok is what unable means, but you're unable to collect from one, there's joint and several liability, and you can collect the entire amount from the other guy. So the Rav Nassan says that the balabor is also part of the damage, of the damaging, and therefore you can't collect from the korea. Why can't you collect from the korea? Because he didn't do damage via dayim. He was just a grama. Grama ben Yisakin is putter. The question over here, but isn't all bor a grama? But grama ben Yisakin is putter. So therefore, he's putter. He's really should be chayev, but he's a ptur because this grama ben Yisakin is putter. And since you can't collect from him, you go collect the entire thing from the balabor. And that's why the balabor is chayev. So how do we know this din of Rabbi Nassan? So we're going to quote a brisa. Then we're going to quote another brisa that seems to be so to the first brisa. We're going to give one teretz. Then we're going to give a second teretz, and based on the second teretz, we're going to see the din of Rav Nassan. So that's just the how it goes. So what's the case? The sanya. We learn in a brisa. Shor shadachof es chavero lebor. A shor pushes another shor into a pit. Rashi seems to indicate that shor gave it a really hard zetz. That possibility existed that the hit itself would have caused the death. Falls into the pit, and the pit is obviously 10 tefachim and deep, but the pit itself can cause the death. Whether it's Rav that fell face forward, whether Shmuel fell on its back, either way, the pit could cause the death. The sanya, shor shadachav es chaver labor, bala shor chayev. The owner of the shore that pushed is chayev, u balabor putter. But the balabor is putter, because the chachavim will hold over here, because the bala shore, you go after the guy who did the first maisa. The guy who did the first mice that could have caused death was the Baal HaShor, so he's Chayev, and the Baal HaBor was Pater. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Rabbi Nassan argues. He says, HaShor Mishalem Mechza, right? The Baal HaShor pays half. U Baal HaBor Mishalem Mechza, and the Baal HaBor pays half. They both caused the death, so therefore you split the liability, and each one pays 50%. Aye, but we have a brisa that says otherwise. V'hasanya, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Balabor Mishalom Shlosha Chalakim, U'Balashor Revia. The Balabor plays 3/4 worth of damage, and the Balabor pays 1/4 damage. Aye, it's a steerer. He just said 50-50, now he's saying 75-25. There's low kasha, there's no steerer. Ha, the second brisa that says 75-25, that's betam. That's what the tam that pushed in. So the tam is paying, is only chayiv chatzi nezek, but since he only has to pay 50% of what he did, he pays 25%. And the other guy has to pay, see over here, see right away, the other guy pays 75% because he couldn't collect it fully from the sec, from the balabor, you're collecting it from the balashor. Right, the ha, but the first price, so it's 50-50, it's bimuad. We're talking about a muad. A muad has to pay nezek shalim, they both have to pay 50%. 50% of the muad is 50% of the damage. 50-50. Okay? Yeah, what does Rashi say over here? I think we split with Rashi outside anyway. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ubitam. Now the Tam, right? The Tam he split up 75-25. So they're going to ask, my Kasavar, what's his Svar over here? What is he saying? E Kasavar, if he holds Haikul Hezeka Aved, Vahaikul Hezeka Aved, if we're going to say that each, he's considering it as each one did a full amount of damage, because each one could have created, could have done the killing by itself. So each one did the full amount, right? This one did the entire Nezek, this one did the entire Nezek, and really each one could be liable to pay 100%. Therefore, right, so therefore, Hai Mishalim Paga, Vahai Mishalim Paga. So what should be the case over here is each one should pay half. Because if each one did the entire Nezek, right, say it outside, if each one did the entire Nezek, so each of them are Chayiv 50%. So the Tam, what would be your Chayiv? 50%. Why should it make a difference? You still, you did the entire damage, you should pay your 50%. And the other guy, you did the entire damage, you pay, you only pay 50% because you, the guy who got damaged isn't going to get more than 100% damage, right? So you should pay 50%. So why the case, why in our case though, if it's Tam, why is it 75-25? The Ikasavar, and if he says, Hapagacha Hezeka Aved, but how Paga Hezeka Aved, if you say no, that it's just, we view it as each one's doing 50% of the damage, then Balabor Mishalim Palga, the Balabor should pay 50%, not 75%, or Balashor Revia, and the Balashor should pay a quarter. Why? Because he only did 50% of the damage, he's high for 50% of what he did, half of 50% is 25%, the Balabor did half the damage, he pays the full amount, which is 50%, the Idach Revia, and the extra quarter, Mafsid, the guy who got damaged loses. Happens all the time. If a Tom does the damage, you only pay 50%. So here he loses. Why are we forcing the Baal Habor, to pay an extra 25%, an extra quarter? Right? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rabbi Nosson Dayanahu. Rabbi Nosson was the Av Beis Din. When we get to Horios, and the last Av of Horios, the Gimel of Beis explains that Rabbi Nosson was the Av Beis Din, and therefore, it's not so long from now, what is it about? 2 years? Right? It's 13 blots. People say, oh, Horios is 13 blots. I'm going to do that during the 9 days, make a siyum. Then you open Horios. You're not making a siyum in 9 days if you're really learning it. Okay? And he was yore to the real essence of the din. And he says, La'olam kasavar, really, Rav Nosson holds haikula hezeka aved, v'haikula hezeka aved. Each one did the entire damage. If that's the case, the question was, why is the tam, only paying 25%. We think kashul is shalim high paga v'hal paga. Why in the case of the tam is only pay 25%? Mishum the amar lei balashor la balabor. Because the guy. So because a bala right. Mishum the amar lei balashor la balabor shutafutai my ahanile. The balashor who's a tam says to the balabor, listen. If I did the damage by myself, I would have to pay 50%. But now that I'm a shutuf in you, what did I gain? What did I gain with my shutfus? I gained nothing. I'm still paying the same 50%. Therefore, he knocks him off at 25%. So look at Rashi.
So why is he paying the other quarter?
What?
Why is the other guy paying?
Why is the other guy paying another quarter? Because... Because you can't collect from one, you collect from the other. Because he would have paid... He's still having benefit from the shutfus, because if he wasn't a shutfus, he would have paid 100%. I was only paying 75%. Right? So Rashi says, the first wide line, Shutafai Maya Hanile, Bilav Shutfus Nami Pagahud Mishalma, the cave in the Balabor Nami Kula Zika of Misham Gumichalakim. Exactly what we said. But since the Balashor, the Balabor also did the entire Hezek, as we're saying it was the entire Hezek, it could have been done by each of them, he only pays three Chalakim.
This is a Tam, right? This is
No, it's right. It's but the boar is nezek shalim. The tam is paying chati nezek, and he's paying only 25%. Ah, he did the entire damage, and therefore his entire damage is 50%, which is what he would pay anyway. He says, no, I have to get some benefit from the shutvus. So my benefit from the shutvus is I lose half of what I would have owned. And the balabor pays the other 75% because he's still benefiting from it. He did the entire damage, Rashi says. Both of them could have, each one by itself would have been enough to kill the shore. The balabor did the entire damage. So why is he paying 75? He did the entire damage. And he's getting benefit from the shutvus. He's only paying three quarters. He's actually benefiting from it. Most probably, yeah. Balabor would be putter, obviously. Right, yeah. Whatever, we have to look into that, but there would definitely be a chiyuv on the kalim. But then again, maybe it would depend when the kalim were destroyed. Would the kalim destroyed by the hit? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe the kalim were only destroyed by falling into the boar. Then the boar is chiyuv. Talk to the dayanim. That's an interesting case. But then talk about soon. We're going to come up in the next on Amud Beis and talk about cases where there's more than one damager and there are kalim involved. You probably say that the baal. I think maybe. We learn to Gemara. We'll see you soon. We'll see what the Gemara says. Okay. So that's one mandamaru. Or Ebi is saying another way to learn Rav Nassin is La Olam Kasavra High Paga Hazeka Aviv High Paga Hazeka Aviv. Each one did half the damage, right? So therefore the Tom did half damage. So he did half the damage. So he only did 50% of the damage, and he pays half of what he did. He pays three quarters. Pays a quarter, correct? So why does the Balabor? I'm getting ahead of myself. Why does the Balabor pay three quarters? He only did half the damage. He's paid 50%, right? High Paga Hazeka Aviv High Paga Hazeka Aviv. Udika Karshalach. Balabor Mishalim Pago, Balabor Mishalim Reveal of Idach Rinatsid. You should only pay half. The Balashor should pay a quarter, and a quarter should be lost for the Nizak. He says, no, we shouldn't armally Balashor the Balabor. It's the Balashor that's damaged. Can save the Balabor. Listen. Ana Torai Bivircha Ashkechite At Katali. He gets to the Balabor. I found my shore in your pit, and therefore you killed it. It's an interesting line. It was died in your pit. Right? Had it not been for your pit, maybe it wouldn't have died. Therefore, you got to pay me everything. You claim that you have a shutuf. So, ma de east lili at the shlumim mehayach. What I can collect from that guy, mishdal lamnei, I'll get paid from that. Ma de less lili at shlumim mehayach. What I can't get from that guy, mishdal mimach, I'm going to collect from you. If that guy can't pay, then I'm going to collect the rest from you. Here's the sheet of Rav Nassan, that if you can't collect from one, you can collect from the other. And that answers, and that's our Mishnah. Right, so let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, "My di islei." Right, he says, "At katlane mitok shalcha matzasi." My di islei. Whatever you have, whatever I can get from the other guy, I'll get. And if I can't, and the rest, you'll make up the difference. Right, he says, "Aval rabbanon baser meikara azli." They go according to who did the initial damage. The sari, the balashor kula hezekah of it. So therefore, the balashor kicked first. He gored first, so he did all the hezek. Hilkaf the muad balashor mishal and kulei. So if the case was a muad, according to Rabbanan, the balashor would pay 100% of the damage. Ubitam balashor mishal and palga, the balashor would pay half. Upalga mafsid, and half of it, like a regular case of a tam, half of it is as if the pit's not there because the balashor did all the damage. Begabi masnisa nami, and also according to our Mishnah, basar koraz liman ushnei apaturim. So our Mishnah, what the case of our Mishnah? There was the guy making noise in the pit. And the shore fell, and there's damage. So we say, why isn't the guy who's chayev? The balabor is chayev. Why? The balashor is, the balha bor is chayev, not the digger. Why? The digger dug, fine. But he has a ptur of grama, so Rav Nassan says, you can't collect from him, you collect from the balabor. The Ravonin say, no, you go after who did the initial damage. Who did the original damage? The korah did the original damage. So the chayev is only on him. So there's no chiyuv for the balabor. He's putter. So now the chiyuv is on the balakor, the digger. So he has to pay. No, he doesn't pay. You know why? He's on a grama. So the Mishnah who says that the chiyuv is back on the balabor only goes according to Rav Nassan, says if you can't collect from one, you collect from the other. So it's interesting. I heard an interesting shaila. You like this. Okay, bunch of three guys. I heard it this way. Three yeshiva bachers are hanging out in a pizza store on a Motzei Shabbos. It doesn't have to be that way. There's three people are in a pizza store. Right? Unbelievable, right? And three people are going to go to the pizza store, and they say, you know what? Each of us wants slices. It's cheaper to buy a pie, or at least it used to be cheaper to buy a pie. And we'll get an order of pie, and then we'll eat it. So they ordered a pie, and they started eating. And when they finished eating, two guys ran out, left one guy with the bill. He's left with the bill. So the pizza store shop owner goes, hey, pay me for the pie. The guy says, what are you talking about? I only had three slices. I'll pay you for three slices. The other slices, you got to collect from the guys. They ran away. It's their chiyuv. I only bought a couple slices.
So the pizza owner says, I don't care. I made a pie. You ordered a pie. You pay me for a pie. So machlokas is, I think it's a similar machlokas. The machlokas around the Torah and the Ra'ah. We paskin like Rav Nosson. You can't collect from one, you collect from the other. But is that only a case where it brings it down. The Torah says, the Torah in Choshen Mishma, Siman Tof Yud, brings in the name of the Ramah, that if two are Mazikin, and two of them are definitely Chayev, they're definitely Chayev. In our case, the reason why you can't collect from one is because it's a grumble, there's a technical reason. But what happens? Ela she'echad barach, one ran away. Oh, she'ein ola shalim, or he's poor, doesn't have enough money to pay. In that case, the Ramah says, nevertheless, mishtalim in ha'echad akidei ashir she'ayim ha'chayev, ima ha'yaz elshan nezik kolavada. You still could collect, Rav Nosson's still applies if one of the guys runs away. So in this case, I guess the kid was stuck with the bill, he would have to pay the whole thing. But the Torah argues, the Torah scholar, and he says that the dinner of Nosson is only when there's a Torah Medina. Like our case was either a grumma, or the case was a tam. But, because then the Torah says, the Torah patred him, and therefore the guy who did the whole damage with him, his partner is chayav for everything. But if the shutaf is a bar chiyuva, he just ran away or can't afford, then the dinner of Nosson doesn't apply. So maybe according to the Torah, the kid in the pizza shop wouldn't really have to pay the whole entire amount, because the guys who he's with, they're not putter al pidin, they're putter because they ran away. I think it's machlokes in the Ramah and the Torah as to how you would paskin that the pizza case. I think now in the United States you'd say dina machlus dina, you probably have to pay the pizza and then you go after the two. Right, because it's very from. It's very right. It's next to the which hashgacha. No, it's very charedi. You have to be very from. You pass like the Ramah. I'm not saying even if you're passing that way, you probably should pay. It's not you stiff the guy. Okay. The Yom Shal Shlomo tries to explain what's the svar of the Torah. Why does the Torah say it makes a difference? So he says because when one ran away, it's possible that he'll come back and he'll pay. And one of them's poor, it's possible that he'll get money and he'll repay his debt. And therefore, you can't say that the obligation switches over to me. The obligation is still on him, and still he has to make the payment. He would have to be right, but
so he had one of the shifters,
right. So you can't collect from one; you can collect from the other. That's the din. So Rav Shimon Shkaf tries to give a hesber for the tour at Machlokas. I'm not sure I understand it. Maybe I should even say it. He says that when you do nezek, right, both of them are bar chiyuva, and therefore the chiyuv is for each of them to pay half falls on them right away. The chiyuv is on both of them right away. So you can't say that just because one doesn't pay, this the chiyuv. You know what, I'm not gonna say it well, so let's just skip it. It's a Shar Yosher, it's the end of Shar Zayin Perik Chaf Aleph. Maybe everyone do homework. Look it up. Okay. So that you see from here that Rav Nosson holds that you can't collect from one, collect from the other, and that's what our Mishnah goes like. Okay. Amar Rava says, Heniach Evan Al Piyabor. Right? Let's say you put a stone on top of the pit. And now the shore trips on the stone and falls into the pit. Right? Ubashov and Niskal bought on the Evan, Vinafal Babor, and fell into the pit. In this case, you have the Machlokas Rabbanan and Rav Nosson, because according to Rabbanan, we said what? Based on what Rashi said, whoever initiated the damage has all the chiyuv. So here, who initiated the damage? The owner of the stone, because he put this. I venture to guess that maybe it's a better view that he put the stone a few inches away from the pit. So the shore wouldn't have gotten to the pit right away, tripped and then fell forward into the pit. Right? But Rav Nosson would say that we look also at the Gemar, and both of them would be Chayev, and we have to work out what the Chiyuv is for each. So Gemar says, Pshita, that's Pashim. Why are you telling me this is the Machlokas of Rav Nosson and Rabbanan? We know that that's the case. So he says, no, Maru Tema, you would have maybe said, Hasam, by the case, by the boar, right? Oh, Hasam, who the Amr Bala Boar, La Bala Shor. The Bala Boar can say to the Bala Shor, I love Bira Didi, Tori Dachavikatale. Even had it not been for my pit, your shore kicked him hard enough that it would have caused the damage. Therefore, since you initiated the damage, you're chayev. Aval hacha, but here, Matsi Amalei, the Bala Eve can say back, the Bala Bor, Ila Bira Didach, had it not been for your pit, Avon Adidin might have Avdin. What did my stone did? He would have, right? He had a mitko ba, had enough of a kai. Had he tripped on a stone in the middle of the street, it would have fallen and gone up.
So what did he do? He didn't do enough to cause the damage. So kamash mlan the amale ilab evan lo have enough labiri, because they bat to him, had it not been for the stone, you wouldn't have fallen into my pit. I need a hesber for what the shakta vatari is over here, but nevertheless, it's still it still applies in this case. So itmar, now we're going to bring another case where it's just tolling the machlokes of nasan rabbanon. Itmar shor the shor shel psulei hamikdashin. And what's a shor shel psulei hamikdashin? It's a bechor de lo parkle machlokes of whether this is actually the parentheses are actually the gemara or it's added in by Rabbi Yehuda Gaon. It could have been just added in afterwards. But shor v'shor psulei hamikdashin shenaku, right, and they did damage both of them, right. And by so the shor shel psulei hamikdashin is a shor shel hekdesh and doesn't have chayiv. It's shor ayel, not right. Not, he wouldn't be chayiv. Right, so Abaye Amar Meshalim Chati Nezek. The Bala Shor of the Chulin pays half the Nezek. He pays half the damage. Ravina Amar Meshalim Ravina Nezek. No, he only pays a quarter of the damage. All right, so what's the machlokas between Ravina and Abaye? So Gemara says Hava Tam. We're dealing with the Tam. Both cases are cases of it's a case of Tam. So therefore, there's only it's $100 of damage. There's only $50 of damage that can be paid here. So Ha Ravina, who says that you pay half the damage, he holds like Rabbanan. He holds like Rabbanan because. What does it mean? Because you can't, he only did 50%, half of the damage, so he pays a quarter. The other guy did half the damage, he's putter, you can't go collect it from him, so therefore he only pays a quarter. Vaha, but Abayu says his 50%, the entire amount is done by the Baal Ashor Ahulin, he holds like Rabbi Nasan, because you're Megagal on the Shutta, the full amount, because you can't collect from one, you go collect it from the other. Or Ibayis Emo, or you can say, no, Haba Rabbanon, both hold like Rabbanon, and therefore, you can't go, since you can't collect for one, you can't go collect from the other. Aye, so what's the difference? Ha, Ravina says you pay a quarter, it's betam. You're talking about a tam, so he pays 50% of the 50% of the damage, which is a quarter. But ha, and Abaye is talking about a case of a muad. So he pays, mamash, he pays exactly the 50%. Iku the amri, or some say you learn like this. Abaye amr chatzi nezek, Ravina amr kule nezek. Abaye says that the Baal Ashor of a chulin pays half the nezek, and Ravina says you pay kule nezek. We're just flipping it around. So therefore, the Gemara says, what's the machlokas? And ha, ba, muad. Both are dealing with a case of muad, so that it's 50% of damage. And ha, Abaye holds like Rabbanon. Therefore, he pays half. He only did half damage, he pays half. The ha, Rabbi Nassan. And Rabbina holds like Rabbi Nassan, who says, since you can't collect from one, you collect the rest of the amount from the other. Ebay is same. Or you can say, ha, Rabbi Nassan. They both hold like Rabbi Nassan that you're magagal the entire amount onto the one who can pay. And ha, Rabbina, who said, and ha bimuad, Ravina said his din that he pays kul and nezek, that's bimuad, so he's paying 100% of the damage. Vaha and Abayu said his din that he only pays 50%, it's betam. But really, the sheet is the same thing because they're paying the full amount that would have been obligated in this case. And the full amount in this case is now put on one guy because the other guy can't pay. It's the question whether it's a muad or tam. It must be that they're both muadim or they're both tamim, I think, because otherwise there'd be a difference. Okay. Next case. Amar Rava. Rava says, Shor the Adam shedachafu labor. Okay, Shor the Adam shedachafu labor. A shor and a person push another thing into a pit. So what's going on? So let's say it's another shor. So le'inyan nizakin, when it comes to nezek, right, they pushed a person, and the guy got damaged in the shor. He didn't die, because the shor is only chayiv if it kills an animal. It's not chayiv if it kills a person, but the person was damaged. So what happens? Kulan, both the person and the shor chayovin. They both have to pay the nezek. No, I don't think so. Where? Shor ba'adam shadachu lavor le'inyan nizakin kulan. Yeah, I would say all three. Yeah, all three. Rashi says all three. Right? He's all three. Right? Rashi says. Look at Rashi. L'inyan nizakin, he says, "Shor of adam shadachu, davar echad labor umatzau v'nimsu shloshdon shutvim benezek." They're both, all three, are chayv in the nezek. Hashor v'abor v'adam. So l'inyan nizakin, when it comes to the damage, kigon im dachu sham adam v'huzak mishalmin bein kulam p'chas damav. They pay his appreciation, whatever the damage was. The kulam chayavim beniskei adam. They're all chayv by niskei adam. The had the kaim elon agabe bor. Shor below Adam, b'katala kaimalei. A boar is chayiv for only for killing a shor, not for killing a person. Right? Kigon im naflo tocho eved v'meis. Abba b'nizakin chayiv. Rabbi Nassan who he the lo azil baser dechifa luhunde. And we're obviously going according to Rabbi Nassan, because according to the Chachamim, we would only go according to the pushing. It would only be the two that pushed. It wouldn't be the boar. You go according to the initial part. So they pushed in the chayiv b'nezek. So Tosas points out that Lav should rakatosa short of Adam should dachal abor. Lo should dachal Adam be kavana. Can't be a case where the Adam pushed purposely, right? The im kain balabor amay mechayev. Then why would the balabor be chayev at all? The atu im yosim adam taliso shel chaveru beish shel chaveru v'chi is chayev balaish. If I took your talis and I put it in somebody else's flame, the bala of ish is going to be chayev. I take a talis, I throw it into your boiler, and the flame eats it up. Stupid thing to do, but I do it. It burns it. So the guy who owns the boiler is chayev. Nah, I did it purposely. So in our case also, if the adam pushed him purposely, why would the bala bor be chayev? Must be a case where he did it be onus. He did it not be mazid. He did it in a case where it was onus somehow, and since Adam moved lo'olam, it goes, you're still chayef for the damage. But Tosfos then, what? It doesn't make a difference with the shore. Why would it make a difference in the shore? The shore, our case we're talking about, the shore pushes into the bor. It's only by the Adam. If the Adam does it, then why would the Baal HaBor be chayef? The shore maybe would still be chayef because he's a shuttuf, he's still pushing. So the Tosfos asks, but now the Gemara now continues and says, but, so he's chayev in nezek, but le'inyan arba'a dvarim, when it comes to the arba dvarim, which is nezek, sari, poshevet, maboshes, the dmei vlados, and if they pushed a pregnant woman and she died, the adam chayev, the adam is chayev for those things, b'shor ubor putter, but the shor ubor be putter for those things. So Tosfos asks, wait, we just established that we're dealing with a case where the person wasn't mazik, b'mezid. So Tosfos says, in tomar, isha lo b'kavana, the end of that Tosfos, amay is chayev maboshes. Why is he chayev boshes? We established so many times that you only chayev boshes if you have kavana. So Tosu says, "V'yishlomegon the sheyada adam mishasnefilaso chaveru v'chashiv kavana." He pushed him by accident. Then he saw him falling. He said, "Ah, now you're falling. Now he has kavana for him to get the damage." You know, in that in between time, so therefore that's enough according to Tosu to be chayev you for boshes. But the Rashba says no. So where's the Rashba? And the Rashba says, no, the Rashba says that we're talking about over here, the Rashba seems to say that he didn't like this because based on this question, he says that the four things, take out boshes, it really includes the nesek somehow. Because this question is very strong. How can you chayef for boshes if it's not done b'kavana? Okay, so that's that case. Then, but le'inyan kofer, what about the kofer? Let's say the guy was killed, in kofer, the shore kills a person, you have to pay a kofar. Ulushloshim shall eved, or the 30th that you have to pay for the eved. So then the shore is chayiv. In that case, the shore is chayiv. But the adam and the bor are putter. The adam and the bor are paturim, because they don't have an obligation. But the inyan kalim, when it comes to the kalim, let's say they were the case that you had before, they pushed kalim, well, it's not exactly, they pushed kalim into the bor, and the kalim broke. V'shor p'shulei mekdashim, or v'shor p'shulei mekdashim into the bor, both cases the bor is potter, adam v'shor chayavim, the adam v'shor chayiv, and the bor is potter. Tosfos asks an interesting question, why is the shor had to pay kofar, right? the person is potter from kofar, why? Because he's chayiv misa, for killing somebody. Therefore, he's got a ptur on the tashlumim. So Tosfos asks, since he pushed with a person, And the shore is only chayev for kofar in a case where the person would be chayev to pay as well. Since the person is not chayev here because he has kimlei, so why is the shore chayev? Right? Tosu says the im tomer v'hai shore pater mi misa. Sorry, a shore is only chayev for kofar if he's chayev misa. Right? V'hai shore pater mi misa. Here the shore is pater mi misa. Kevin shehuva adam dechapo. Since he pushed the shore together and with the person, and what brings us back to daf yud. The case in Daf Yud where 10 people hit the guy, and we don't know which one gave the death blow, so they won't putter from Isa. So to hear the shore is putter from Isa, and since he's putter from Isa, why is he chayev kofar? Right? The cave in the lomachayev Misa, lomachayev kofar, dila el, perik dal of hay. Right? Mashma the rabbis vile kerab, the amr, the ein hashor biskila, ein a bail mishal and kofar. There's no kofar if there's no chayev Misa. So the Amr beheaded the Shalobi Kavan Venira the low Iri Kishidahu Vishnaim of Asachas Elokol Echap in the Atzvel. So he takes away the entire sugi. He says, talking about the shore pushed, and as the guy's the shore pushed, the person's falling, and then the person pushed again. It didn't do it at the same time. Gemara says it did it at the same time. So the Rashba says, no, the Rashba says that it's a difference between here and over there. He says the difference is that over there, I don't know how this works, over there, each of them hit 10 times with ten different sticks of wood. They don't know which one gave them the death blow. Here, they push at the exact same time. If you push at the exact same time, it says if both of them did the entire thing. So the Rashba says, and the Rashba says that on Daf Yud, if the case was where all 10 of them picked up one stick and they hit the guy together, they would all be chayev. Because we know that it was one maisa. That's why, in this case, according to the Rashba, since they did it together, there is a chiyav nisa on the shore. If there is a chiyav nisa on the shore, there's a chiyav kofar on the bialim. Okay. The Gemara says, my taima, what's the reason why all these guys, all the pturim exist in these cases? My taima, I guess by the psur psulei hamukdashin. So amakra, the pasuk says, we did this a few days ago also, bala boy yishon, kesed yashu balav, va mesi yelo. The Torah is only mechayev of niskei bor, b'misha meshalo, with something that the mace can be, the nevela, can belong to the bala bor. And by psulei hamukdashin, you can't, it's not, it doesn't fully belong to him, because you can't feed it to the klovim. Right, so Yotzezeh comes out to Psulei Makdashim. That's part that she'ena mishalo, because you have to. It's Tom Kavura. You can't give it and feed it to the dogs. Lemeimah. So you can say here Lemeimah to Pshikle LeRava. You can say that this is so simple to Rava. Vahami boy boy LeRava. This was a Rava had a suffix about what the drasha from this pasuk is. Why? Because he says Amnesi Elo B'Misha Meshalo Yotzezeh she'ena mishalo. Like we just said, O Dilma Amnesi Elo teaches me. To teach us that the owner of the shore is the one who has to take the it's on him to get the nevela out. And we had Machlokas Rosh Rambam earlier as what I mean the other person has to pay for it. But at what point in time does the chiyuv to pay for it start? So he had a suffix. Whether you learn is why tell me it's pasha. He has a suffix. Mara says, what's the problem? Pasha de boy had the pasha. He had a suffix, and then he answered the suffix, and now he knows that Ramesh Yelo teaches me that the boar is putter for damage done to a psulei mukdashin. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, and we're using Ramesh Yelo psulei mukdashin, so how do we know elabaylem etatul b'nevelim inole? How do we know that din? So he says, Nakale min v'amesi yelo d'shor. It says v'amesi yelo in a different context. It says v'amesi yelo and pasuk lamed vav again. It says, Shalim yishalom shor tachas shor v'amesi yelo. And the other pasuk was a pasuk lamed dalin in Perachav Aleph, all in this week's parsha. Anything in this masech is this week's parsha. So you want to give it to our Torah at the table. In this week's parsha it says in Bava Kamma, and you're good. So that's Nakale, he learns it from in v'amesi yelo of the other v'amesi yelo, the shor. So Gemara says, I don't know what the nafkamina is here. My chazes de v'amesi elo de shor mafkat le bailim mitatlim b'neva. Why does the mesi elo of shor teach you that the bailim mitatlim b'nevela v'amesi elo de bor and the mesi elo by the din of the bor mafkat le misha meshalo ebuchanan? Switch it around and learn. I don't know what makes a difference of where you learn. It's the same limud. So Gemara says, no, mistabra tor gabe bor hol putter bo kalim. It's mistabra to learn that a bor is putter, right? Right, it's because because a boar is also putter in kalim. So just say that since we learned the ptur of kalim by boar, so the plus that teaches me another ptur by boar, we'll learn from that pasuk. So the Gemara says, Adaraba, ptur gabe shor shakim putter bo chatzi nezek. He says, no, there's also a ptur by shor. He's putter in half in chatzi nezek. So therefore, learn the ptur over there also. He says, no, kulin nezek milo ashkachan. You don't find a place where the shor is putter. He just has it's limited the amount of damage he has to pay. It's not ptur, putter. So you learn the one ptur of boar, and you learn the other ptur of boar in the same place. Okay, have a good day.